Greetings, Prime Materials, and welcome back to yet another staged calamity calling itself art. I laugh at it, but not for what they want. Honestly, it's gross. I don't even understand how it's possible to have reached as many listeners as we have. But that just proves my opinion that you are all lumps of barely sentient biological material running and humping and stuffing yourselves full of the overproduced plastic fodder that you call food and culture. Honestly, I think that you deserve your fate. And oh, looky here! Our dear magician seems to be getting ill. Can't bode well for anyone, can it? Enjoy the show, worms.
We're live from my kitchen. 4 weeks ago, I inherited a large estate and a huge mansion, along with a magical silver key from my great-great-great-granduncle, Randolph Carter. You're probably hearing the sounds of my kids in the background. They might be running around. They might be making some funny noises. As it turns out, my wife and I are positive for COVID. Looks like one of the contractors that was coming into the house brought it in here with them. Instead of us packing it in down in the darkness, we've separated. So I'm up here over on the east side of the mansion with my wife and kids. We're in isolation. And Detective Donald is over in the west wing. He seems very sensitive to this stuff. Lugutz, who seems to be immune, is 12 stories down below the mansion in the darkness with our guest. Lugutz is wearing a mask just to be on the safe side, even though he's immune. I think all the gear is working. Did everybody get their Amazon and Sweetwater packages and get set up okay?
It was definitely good timing for that stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad we ordered that. I had no idea this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yep. By the way, I am Lugutz the Ghoul. And, a few minutes ago, I was speaking with Julie Smith, and I learned why ghosts hate the rain so much.
You know, I didn't even think that that would be a thing. I mean, does weather really affect phantasm?
Yeah, it dampens their spirits.
you get me every time. And you can tell that one to my kids. They'll like that one.
My name is Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy. That's D as in don't get COVID. O as in, oh shit, I got COVID. N as in not going to get COVID. A as in a lot of COVID.
It's a good thing we're friends.
L as in a little more COVID. Space, the final frontier. O as in, oh, I hope I don't get COVID.
Oh, apostrophe. So that's for that one.
S as in shit, I got COVID. H as in hella COVID. A as in a lot more COVID.
West Coast
U as in you got COVID. G as in great, everybody has COVID. H as in Harvard shut down because they don't want the students to get COVID.
Smart.
N as in no more COVID. E as in extra COVID. S as in super COVID.
Ugh,
S as in stupid super COVID. And Y as in you assholes are going to get me sick. Stay the fuck away from me.
We're not going to get you sick. All right. So
Donald, is that why you have the sign on your door?
Yes.
Ugh.
No ghouls allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the parentheses, especially Julie. I mean,
well, you might be a carrier.
She can't be a carrier. She's a ghost.
Yeah, but she could go all through the house. I mean, viruses can stick to ectoplasm and things like that. But
if you can make contact with physical reality, technically, you know, maybe COVID could cross that barrier and become ecto COVID.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah. You guys stay the hell away from me. I'm gonna stay here by myself in my wing with my computer and my Pornhub, okay?
I'll
chewing up all the bandwidth?
I respect boundaries and consent. You don't want me in your room. You just have to say something, Donald.
I will change the sign.
Lugutz, if Lugutz wears a mask, I mean, even though he's, you know, immune to like everything, even bullets in the head.
He is.
He's still wearing a mask so that he can protect our guest.
Fix the spelling, Donald. COVID is not spelled with a backwards K.
And don't let your jams come through the internet.
You know what? We're going to stay separated until this whole thing is passed. The health department has already done their contact tracing and told us what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do and all this stuff. So we're just going to stick to it. I also want to just take a moment here and recognize, you know, when you killed Al over and over again, I was horrified. And I thought that you had just killed our guest and that was it. And that you were just being psycho Donal. And I was wrong. And I want to apologize in front of our audience and say, Donal, you had, for whatever reason, the innate sense to sacrifice the immortal on the altar of darkness in just the right way, that his body's in there. Now we just got to get those ashes of, thank you. Once we have those ashes, we can get those in there. So this leads to the second part of this is last week, you really took one for the team. You know, we ran out of here because we saw what was about to happen. And I feel a little ashamed of that.
I'm not going
to
talk about that because I got no potion out of that. I still don't remember where it is.
What do you mean you got no potion?
She tricked me. I can't remember anything. I can't remember anything more than I could before. But you know what I can do? I can channel the dead now.
Really?
Anybody, yeah.
Anybody in particular?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Could you channel Rodney Dangerfield, say, right now?
Let me see.
It would be almost worth it. I mean, that's a power. Don't rot him. Don't rot him.
I couldn't breathe down there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I was dead. I was pushing up daisies. They were pushing me back down.
Oh, my God.
I don't get no respect. Wow. Hey, what is my wife doing here?
Oh, that's Lugitz.
Nice.
That's my wife. Was he here?
He's gone. I wanted to ask him so many questions. All right. Maybe next time. So it is disappointing, honestly, that we don't have that memory potion. I mean, but you know, the truth is, Donald, at the end of the day, I think I'm just going to hire a moving crew to go over to your apartment and empty it out completely and bring the entire contents of your apartment here to the mansion. I'm really sorry. I wish I thought of that before the whole Elderberry thing.
It would have been nice.
We're all geniuses in retrospect.
Aren't we?
So, Luke Morales, that's what you signed your email as. Is that your real name?
Yeah, that's my name. Sure.
Okay. So I know your story, your backstory, but you didn't tell me. All you said was you had something that you wanted to talk to us about. What is that?
Sorry, I'm still getting used to seeing this fucking ghoul.
You ain't exactly Megan Fox either, pal.
Megan Fox has freaky thumbs.
You know, not all actresses and actors are human. Just FYI.
Yeah, I kind of figured she wasn't.
You know, that's an interesting thing to think about. I wonder how many like strange, weird creatures are out there. You know, on that note, folks, if you're a weird being or you know a weird being, you know, email me. It's Randy at Live from the Darkness. And come on the show. We'll have you on the show. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, if you're listening to us and you like us, do us a favor, get onto Apple Podcasts, get onto Amazon Music, get onto Google Podcasts, get onto Spotify and give us a good review. Give us some stars. Tell your friends about us. You know, share us on your social media. We're on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe, please. We need subscribers. We have a lot of listeners. We can see that, but we really need those subscriptions. We need the people that carry our show to know that you love us. And so we need you to help show that support. Now, you can also reach out to Detective Donald. He needs words for helping to spell his name. So he's on Twitter, at Detective Donald.
Detective Donald. It's very important. I won't spell it again because we don't have a lot of time.
We all got that. It's at Detective Donald. And there's at Lugitz. If you got a message to send to Lugitz, he's our apparently our resident sexy devil.
Yeah.
All right, great. So anyway, on with the show.
I think I'm possessed by an alien.
Okay.
So I know that sounds hard to believe, but...
Not the life we've been living the past 4 weeks.
For the last few months, when I go to sleep, I get these visions. They're I see these flashes of green light and I see space. And then I see this figure. And he started telling me that I need to kill people. And at first I said no, because, well, I just didn't want to really mess with the cops. It wasn't really much of a moral reason, but see, I have antisocial personality disorder. I don't really feel much of anything. So I mainly wanted to avoid the cops, but he said, these people need to die. So I said, okay. But so after the first one, I got the taste and I started really, really enjoying it. So I started killing more criminals, but you know, not yet, but that is the dream.
You know, what's weird though, is that here I'm sitting here listening to this guy and I'm like, okay, on the creepiness scale, like how creepy is he? And then I'm like, nope, still not as creepy as Johnny Moon. So Luke, you came here to tell us that you are possessed by an alien.
Correct.
That's the big, okay. So it just so happens that I have spent the night because I was up taking care of the kids and, you know, my wife is in quarantine right now. So I just kind of sat by the fire reading my way through my Uncle Randolph's book. And I actually found myself in a passage on hypnotism. Julie, I was hoping that you could go down into the sub basement and hypnotize this guy. You could just pop up here into the kitchen real quick
and have
a look at the book. Yep. This is it right here. This is it right here.
Can you kill a ghoul?
Not this one.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, everyone that's tried didn't live to give the answer.
I think I could take him.
I've seen this guy get shot in the head.
I don't think so.
I could take him.
No, you can't.
I think I got it.
I'll keep my eye on you.
You do that.
I'll just head downstairs now.
Yeah, get him hypnotized. I've seen Lou Guts tear the head off a fat guy. A guy fatter than me.
That's hard. I mean, that's a lot. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah. So fat. Whatever you're thinking, Luke, it's not worth it. I've seen it. Don't do it.
All right. So Luke, Julie's down there and we want to hypnotize you and try to make contact with the alien that is inside of you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Ab extra, ab eterno, ab intra, abyssus, abyssum, invocat. Adequatio re et intellectus.
Hello there.
Wow.
That was quick.
How are you?
We're good. How are you? What is are we speaking to Luke or is this the alien that is inside of Luke?
I am the enlightened light being, and you may call me Luke as you wish.
Okay. So we'll continue to call you Luke, the enlightened light being. I really like the sound of that. It's so much better than alien.
Do you eat cats?
No, I do. No, I feel no need to consume.
So are you
not from Melmac?
Nah.
That's a good question, Donald.
Thank you.
So, what are you?
As I described to Luke when I first met him, all humans are light beings when not shackled to physical bodies. And this is what I am. And as light beings, humans can access planes and universes that are normally unknown to the normal human consciousness.
Okay.
So I'm able to access plenty of things that you could not even hope to understand.
But to tell me that I couldn't hope to understand it, I mean, that sounds a little pretentious.
You cannot hope to understand.
Donald, what do you think?
Right. I think what he's basically saying is if you lose the instruction book, you can't do any of the stuff that he can do. Because you don't have the instruction book.
All right.
Now, I described all of this to Luke a while ago, and he said, and I quote, sick. Okay. And that's all he had to put on the topic.
Yeah, so, he doesn't seem like a man of many brain cells. Honestly, I'm really surprised to hear you sounding more reasonable and less demonic. I was expecting some kind of like real devil to come out here.
You know, he's very much hard to handle. I have told him to kill numerous bad beings because they need to somehow reach enlightenment.
Oh, so that's true. You have been sending him out to commit these murders.
But he seems to have awakened more of a bloodlust than normal. He wants to kill seemingly anyone at this point. He has a taste for blood, and he can't seem to get enough of it. And
that sounds familiar.
So it's no surprise.
Randy.
I wasn't talking about you, Donald. Donald, I honestly, you are on a pedestal, buddy. After what you did last week and the week before, like I stand corrected, and I humbly apologize again. I had no idea that you really knew what you were doing when you killed Al. Your heroic willingness to do what you did with
Thank you, Randy. I'm really enjoying you groveling here.
You deserve it. You really deserve
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's let our alien friend continue speaking.
Okay.
So it seems that I can no longer control him and his bloodlust, and I cannot seem to... It's no longer for the point of finding other light beings and allowing people to reach enlightenment. It seems he just wants to do it. I'm surprised he hasn't somehow tried to kill this ghoul over here.
Well, I think that'd be pretty difficult.
It's difficult,
let him try.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
It's difficult, yes, but he doesn't seem to be one to that would pass up the opportunity to try.
You're originally human. So how long ago did you make the switch from being a human to being this entity of light that inhabits other people?
Approximately a century ago.
Okay.
So
what happened? What made the change?
Well, in my physical body, I was also found out by a similar light entity. And he described all these things. And in my normal human mind, I was completely... I had maybe two brain cells that talk to each other, and that's it. After listening to him, I realized that this is what I needed. And so I allowed them to destroy my physical body, and I became one with the light in myself.
Wow. I mean, that's like some serious, like, yogi, Buddhist, awesome, up there, spiritual kind of person stuff.
Yogi. Luke does have a point. It is pretty sick.
Did you have, do you get picnic baskets?
On occasion. I like to make my own.
You are sometimes. A yogi. Yogis are always good with picnic baskets.
I like to make my own.
And boo-boos.
Shut up, Randy.
So I was making a joke.
I know you were making a joke.
Right. It was a good joke.
Donald, I want to say that although I am both apologetic and thankful, I'm not necessarily ready to be just a doormat here.
You're not wearing a Yankees hat, so I'm not going to step all over you.
All right. I'm going to give you some room this week, though, buddy. You definitely deserve it. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Enough with the ass kissing. I understand. I was just saying, don't do boo-boo impression.
Hey, Randy, you're more of a Ranger Smith type anyway.
All right.
So now.
Now, that's just mean, Lou. I'm not even that big of an asshole.
Well, I always thought that Lugitz was on my side. And now, all right. Well, you know what? It's okay. It's all right.
Luke, or whatever your inter-being name is.
You can call me Luke.
Okay. Do you forcefully possess?
I latch on to those that I feel that desperately need enlightenment.
Huh. So you think Luke needs enlightenment? You think he's ready for enlightenment? I mean, are
absolutely
we really
not.
Ready?
Absolutely yeah, well, not.
So where?
He's
how
a
did
moron.
You, how did you make this mistake?
He feels nothing. So I figured that he would be some kind of rational being, since he does not have to be burdened by emotions or really need to feel anything. So I figured, oh, okay, he would take the rational choice and become one with us and maybe join us on our mission to free other humans from their flesh shackle.
Flesh shackle.
Don't be daddy, Randy. I'm going to make a wild guess here, Luke, and say that it didn't work because although he doesn't have the capacity to feel, he's a narcissist. And he wants everything for himself, so he's not going to help your cause.
Yeah, I found this out way too late. So yeah. I'm going to have to...
I know somebody like that.
I'm going to have to ask you all a favor.
He sounds like he's really attached to his flesh shackle.
Oh, yeah, and he seems to be hell-bent on freeing other people from their flesh shackles. So,
yeah, no kidding, right? So what's this favor that you wanted to ask us for?
I'm going to need you to kill this bastard.
I can't help you.
Oh, no
that.
Problem. No problem at all.
Okay. Lou's going to do it. Lou's hungry, too.
I was just going to say, hey, Lou, you might get your first fresh meat. Do you just want Lugitz to kill you right now while you're in the body? I mean, that sounds like something you would want to...
Honestly, I think the best idea is for me to just leave as is, have him wake up, and you just do whatever you want.
I think
it's like when they put up a fight.
I just think it's going to be really noisy. That's all.
Well, they're like 12 floors down.
I know, but I've seen what Lugitz can do, and there's going to be a lot of blood and a lot of screaming. That, you know, I just don't want to hurt the ears of our listeners with our murders.
Would you just like me to yell and scream?
Yeah, just give us a couple of good yells, a couple of good screams. We'll make sure that the levels are right, and then you can go ahead and depart. And Lugitz, you can eat him.
Mm.
All right, here it goes.
I think that's okay. Everybody feel okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Works for me.
All right. I mean, what do you want to do? This on a three count?
Sure.
Donald, you want to count this down?
I will do that.
I mean, I guess we should say bye. I mean, it was nice to see you. I mean, where are you leaving? You're leaving. Where are you going?
Wherever the universe takes me.
That, wow. Okay. You know what? I wish you great luck. And
which evidently is New Jersey.
Oh, okay. God.
That's
Are we sure we want to do this?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you want to stay with the serial killer, buddy.
I mean, Jersey, Jesus.
I think it'll be worth it.
All right.
Maybe I'll grab one of those mob guys out there.
Maybe you could just find a nice Jersey girl and, you know, slip inside of her and spend the rest of your life having a nice little time.
That's not as nice as it sounds.
What? I do enjoy entering girls.
Yeah, so...
I might get, like, all kinds of hippies. You know, like, Snooki.
Just don't get COVID.
Light beings don't experience sickness.
Now, there's a question.
That's correct.
You know, actually, this is something you can enlighten us about. We were really wondering, you know, I've come down, my wife and I have come down with COVID. I'm still in the early symptoms, so I'm still functioning. But can Julie, our resident ghost, catch COVID, do you think? She's able to manifest physical objects and, you know, or I should say she's able to make contact with physical objects. She just last week gave Lugitz a psychic handy. And, you know, who knows where else their interphantasmic lovemaking sessions are going to go at this point. You got an idea on that?
I would say that's something that you humans need to figure out for your own. If you can't transfer yourself over to other planes of existence, it's going to be too much for you to know.
That's a yes.
It just sounds like the usual, I'm a god, I'm enlightened cop-out answer, to be honest with you. It's like, I don't know.
Those are the rules.
All right, you know what, Lucas? Why don't you just go ahead and kill him now?
Goes that.
Oh my god! Ow! God, it gets easier.
You feel that? He slides
his body off. He's still alive though.
Yeah, you go, buddy.
Lucas, end it. End it. It's kind of
like it's like a lobster. He's got to do it while he's alive. God.
Stop playing with the food. Cut his head off.
Did you see what she just did?
Yeah.
She just lopped his head off with like a hand. Is that the?
You didn't even need an axe.
I mean, that's even
better. How did you do that?
That's my girl.
You can touch people. You can like manifest and have things touch you.
Yeah, I mean, she jerked off Lugitz and ripped this dude's head off.
That means you could carry COVID. COVID, Julie.
Hey guys, it's Randy. I've been working on editing this episode all week, and I'm actually starting to feel just a little bit more sick. Well, not just a little bit more, a lot more sick. I don't think I'm going to make it to the show this week, but our guest really wants to be here, says it's so important that he gets to talk to us. He's driving down from Vermont. So it's really important that we see this guy. So Lou, if you could mask up and go down into the sub basement, this guy, his name is Simon Crowchuckle. He actually specifically wrote to Donald. I'll share the email with you guys. He says, hello, my name is Simon Crowchuckle, detective. I address you because you are a man of uniform and of service, and I am writing to beg you folks to stop producing your show. There are things here, things that watch us from the darkness and from the still empty spaces on the earth, and they don't want folks like you revealing them. They'll live in peace so long as they get what they want and remain secret. There is a group of them that live near me in Vermont, in the Green Mountains. I am a widower, and I've given into my curiosity and fancies, and I have been studying them. Tonight, I recorded the attached MP3 on my cell phone. There is an MP3 that was attached to this email. I'll make sure I send that to you guys, too, so you have it. or maybe I'll even just attach it to the end of this missive here. Sorry, I really feel like crap. I was hiding in the darkness, and it was very cold. I tried my best to get as much as I could, but at times the sound does cut out. I very nearly was caught in my spying. I am 80 years old and ran through the night to return to my home, pursued by the entire... I think he just has a spelling error here. By the entire way of these vile black creatures that chirp like crickets and speak to each other with glowing heads and a language like bees mocking human speech. That sounds kind of familiar, Lou. my dogs are howling. I've been going through so many dogs. I find them torn apart, gnawed on, all over my estate. I shot one of the aliens with my shotgun. I think that's what they are. I have done some investigation and spoken with the locals whose families go back to the discovery of the area. I believe they mine a special mineral from the mountain, something they cannot obtain on their world. I've found evidence of a dark planet out beyond the Kuiper Belt. This is their home. The old native legends from the area include them in their folklore going back thousands of years. Please listen to this audio recording, and if you must continue to make your show, at least agree to meet with me over a Zoom so that I can further plead my position with you. I have a considerable fortune at my disposal, and I would replace any monetary loss you sustained by halting the production of your show. I fight back great fear tonight and am very near to driving down from here and coming directly to you, which apparently he is actually doing. He said that, you know, I actually spoke with him on the phone briefly, and he said it's so important that he gets down here and talks to us. So he does want to meet in person, which, of course, we can't do because of COVID. So he'll be meeting with you, Lou, and we'll just set up the same as we did last week. Anyway, he continues, you must shut down your show. I won't threaten you, but you must cease what you are doing, and I, for the love of my fellow humans, must do whatever is necessary to convince you to stop, or to stop you myself if possible. I know you have the ghoul, but there are worse things that creep the dreams of Azathoth. Most sincerely yours, Sir Simon Crowchuckle. Crowchuckle Estate, November the 18th, 2020. Now, that sounds an awful lot like a threat in there. So, Lou, you should probably be on your guard when this guy does come in. He says he's 80 years old, but who knows what the hell's going on. Anyway, you know, I'm actually going to go ahead and just attach the MP3 right to this missive so that you guys can listen to it. And then you can judge for yourselves. I'm feeling really crappy. So I'm going to just, you're not going to even see me. I'm going to see you next week. Just record the show. Send me the files. I'll edit them while I'm in bed and I'll get it put out. I'm really excited to hear what this guy has to say, actually. So just, you know, just be yourselves. You know, you're great. You're great co-hosts, and you'll do a good job hosting this guy. All right. I'm going to attach the MP3 to this, so it'll come up. I'll just play. I'll add it right into the editing here, so it'll just play next.
Out the dark. I wand and to enter our eyes and to close our eyes and enter the void. Bearing with him the temple, the dread glimpses of great Cthulhu and of Sophagula and of the obsidian man who we have no right to name. Ever shall their praises be sung by the children of Abyss. Ever shall we revere the black beetle of the woods. Behold, Nixamalugo, the beetle with a billion children, who will devour the hearts of worlds.
We stand at the dawn of the return of Nixamalugo, the black beetle with a billion children, who will devour the hearts of worlds.
And it has come to pass, now that those four interlopers who stand against us, number 0, 1, it's 6, and they have tracked down the onyx steps, and the fool has sacrificed immortal tribute to the devourer in the 12th layer of the abyss. As a fall, he who makes some illegal has taught us to fear and to love, and who has transmitted this highest chaos through darkness and death and to the farthest edges of all realities. Then travels in dreams, even to where the great sorcerer Randolph Carter is a young, lonely child, toying with the unwoven threads of time and space within the gulfs of black eternity.
Go and find his heir, his blood, the magician called Randy Aspinwall, and with him find the fool and the lovers, and destroy those that the great traveler of darkness has declared our enemy. And then let Nyarlathotep, the great speaker of Azathoth, the bringer of serene dread to the children of Abyss, stalker of the void, whose feet and robe rustle the dust of oblivion into the worlds of forever.
I see him. It's the old man. Shoot him.
Get him. He might join us or he must die.
Randy Aspinwall was played by Thorin Winter. Lou Guts the Ghoul was played by Joey Starr. Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy was played by Manny C. Olvera. Julie Smith was played by Samantha Laws. And please applaud our Mr. Renan Klein, who provided an excellent performance of Luke Morales and the enlightened light being possessing his body. The music was created by Isaac Ross. Live from the Darkness is directed, edited, and produced by Thorin Winter.